Me and my band, we're chopping grooves like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. Things, Alex, cruise the Beamers and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men, and all of my peoples in the pens. Yo, keep your head.
39 combined seasons, 10 combined NBA titles, 5 combined NBA Finals MVPs, 3 combined MVP awards, 33 combined All-Star Game appearances, 5 combined All-Star Game MVP awards, 19 combined All-First Team selections, 17 combined All-Defensive First Team selections, 3 combined Olympic medals, 2 of the greatest to ever play in the NBA. And finally, the two biggest names to retire during the 2016 NBA offseason. Those two names, Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan. Respectively, the faces of the Los Angeles Lakers and San Antonio Spurs for this millennium. Two surefire Hall of Famers. Two icons of the game. Two names that stepped aside, albeit under very different circumstances, this summer. Two immortals. Two names worthy of a great debate. One that has arisen, especially over this summer. Who is greater? Kobe Bryant or Tim Duncan? My name is River City Clement, and welcome to this episode of a new series here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast, 10 Minute Parking. And it's as simple as it sounds. We get 10 minutes, no more, no less, this episode to debate our topic and to come to a conclusion. Whereas last week was focused on the Olympics and who was greater, Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt, today's episode is focused on two of the greatest talents and champions in NBA history. And the debate we have is who's greater, Kobe Bryant or Tim Duncan. So the meter's ticking, and it's going to run out sooner than you think. So let's get this episode started before we get a ticket or towed. As you'll learn from this series, the best format for us is to break down two core arguments for each side, come to a definitive conclusion, no matter how difficult that is to do. Now keep in mind we're talking NBA careers here today. No high school, no college, and no international play. So we'll start with Kobe Bryant. If there's an award to be won, an accolade to achieve, or a milestone to reach, chances are Kobe Bryant did it. Or need I remind you about his unforgettable 60-point night in his final game as a professional. Bryant is third all-time in points scored, fifth in field goals made, third in free throws made, 12th in points per game average, 14th in steals, 6th in minutes, 11th in games, and ended with a career free throw percentage of 84%. The only team he ever suited up for was the Los Angeles Lakers, one of the most iconic sports franchises in all American professional sports. On his way to 5 titles with 2 very different rosters for the Lakers, Kobe's playoff numbers stand out just as much. Bryant ended 3rd in playoff history in points scored, minutes played, and 3-point field goals made. He also took home back-to-back NBA Finals MVP awards in 2009 and 2010, aka the Shaqless Los Angeles Lakers titles of this millennium. Bryant holds or shares numerous records of note in league history. The most first-team All-NBA selections, the most All-Defensive first-team selections, and Kobe is the only player in history with 30,000 points, 6,000 assists, and 6,000 rebounds. You should also remember that he scored the second most points in a single game, 81 against the Toronto Raptors in 2006. Although to be fair, nobody took or missed more shots than Bryant. Nobody had more turnovers either. And numbers, which we all know were more important to Bryant and his image. It was part of his appeal both domestically and internationally. How else would you compare the Black Mamba to the Big Fundamental? As for the Big Fundamental, a nickname Duncan earned from Kobe's former teammate Shaquille O'Neal, Duncan's list of achievements are astounding as well. 2 MVPs, one more than Bryant. 3 Finals MVPs, one more than Bryant. 15 All-Star Game selections, 10 All-First Team selections, 8 All-Defensive First Team selections, and a Rookie of the Year award in 1998. But none of those will ever be as important to Duncan as those aforementioned 5 titles, which spanned a record-breaking distance of 15 years between his first over the New York Knicks in 1999, his second year in the league, and the last, earned over the Miami Heat in 2014. In one of the greatest redemptive stories for a team and a player in NBA history. Longevity, if you're leaning towards Duncan's side of the argument, might be his trump card. Far more quiet and unassuming than Bryant, both on and off the court, Duncan is 14th all-time in scoring, 6th in rebounds, and 5th in blocks. But unlike Bryant, Duncan took control of his team and his franchise far sooner, as Kobe was still seen by most as 1B to Shaquille O'Neal's 1A during their three-peat run in the early 2000s. And while Duncan had David Robinson, it was Duncan's teams that won those first few championships. Kobe took far more shots, so he made and missed more. But Bryant also handled the ball more, and thus had a bigger opportunity for turnovers. Bryant also averaged an insane 35 points per game back in 2006, but Duncan started his career with 13 straight seasons with a double-double. Kobe's impact globally can't be forgotten, and we won't even count his two gold medals versus Timmy's bronze. Or did we just do that? I think we're breaking rules. Bryant was ruthless on the court, but did that ruthless aggression hurt his value as a teammate? Could Bryant have attracted more free agents? Might he not have scared Shaquille O'Neal off? Late in his career, could Kobe have earned more of a chance for titles if he would have taken a back seat or at least been a co-pilot? It's worth asking, as Duncan did just that, affording him another title run in 2014. For many, it's nearly impossible to separate your fandom from who you think was greater. Or more specifically, which player resonated with you? Silent Tim, methodical and humble. He offered one rooting side their role model for how you should play the game. But the Mamba, with his brashness, his ego, and his ice-cold assassin confidence in his skills, he was the antithesis of that. Bryant fed the killer instinct that many athletes urge to have. The speed, the power, and the fury that Bryant combined left him a dominating presence on the court, both physically and psychologically. Whereas Duncan seemed to personify intelligence, skill, and will. Both were winners, but both had clearly distinct recipes for success. And no matter how different they or their recipes seemed, you wouldn't be wrong to champion either as being greater. One was a shooting guard and one controlled the paint. One was asked to protect the rim and secure rebounds. One was often asked to lock down a team's top perimeter offensive weapon. One leaned on a once-in-a-generation ability to use the bank shot. And one had to find his own shot often, with the ball in his hands, along the way making some of the most clutch shots in NBA history. But as our meter starts to run out of time, it's time for me to make a decision, to make a call. And when it comes down to it, I have to ask myself one simple question when thinking who was greater. Who would I build my franchise around? And with that, my answer is Duncan. And it's close. It's really, really close. Even closer than last week's debate between Phelps and Bolt as to who is the greatest Olympian ever. You can equate the Spurs' success to a collection of reasons, but Tim Duncan's first. And the 1,000 plus regular season games in his career that he won does eclipse Kobe's 850 in one less season. Tim Duncan personified the Spurs more than any single player in the NBA this millennium. It's Duncan's selflessness, his leadership, and his ability to do it without volatility, the same that often surrounded Kobe, that wins out. Being me first over we first, you know, that can be difficult. And it's one of the knocks against Kobe, fair or unfair. It's the team first attitude of Duncan that always won me over. And I tried not to make this a personality clash, but I did lean to Duncan because of reasons based off of that. And it's hard to compare franchises, coaching staffs, rosters, health, and all the intangibles possible in order to try and make an unbiased call. But in the end, I'm going to take the big fundamental over the Black Mamba. His versatility, his dominance at the position he played, his affinity to not chase statistics and records, that extra MVP he won, both in the regular season and the finals, never missing the playoffs, not once in 19 seasons, winning titles in three different decades, and just the totality of his presence on both sides of the ball, his attitude and lack of ego, they not only made Duncan the greatest power forward of all time, it just slides him ahead of Kobe Bryant in my all-time rankings.
Kobe!
You yell Duncan when you, like, accurately fold a bunch of laundry very well.
Yeah, when you wear dad jeans.
You wear great dad jeans and an oversized polo. Like, Duncan!
I hope you enjoyed our second episode of 10 Minute Parking, where we try and isolate a key debate in the sports, pop culture, or political world, outline each side, and take a definitive stance. Kind of like a poor man's scientific method. Right, Darwin? Our debut episode of 10 Minute Parking, in which we debated who was the greatest Olympian of all time, Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt, is available in our archive to enjoy. So if you like what you heard today, be sure to check it out. And the easiest way to do that is to subscribe to the Baker's Dozen podcast on iTunes, the podcast app, or to bookmark our page at podomatic.com. Or to keep up with us on social media, whether Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, just search Baker's Dozen podcast and you'll find us. We look forward to the next time we drop in a few coins and get the meter running with our next debate. 10 minutes isn't as much time as you might think, but I think it's plenty of time to have a good debate. Hey, Billy, tell us which way to get to the ocean.
I know you're not putting that rock up from here. You ain't got no J. Yo, man, that's tripping. Brother, please, you're the one who's tripping. Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you. Now, don't make me put my size 13s up your narrow ass. I don't sweat you. Bring it on, bitch. Now, how you gonna act? Phew. Bringing that trash in here. This is my house.